Ariane joins me on the line now. And I'll begin, if I may, Ariane, by asking you, in your own words, why you took the decision to put your head above the parapet in this way.
OK, it wasn't an easy decision for me to make at all. I got approached by the Evening Standard, and I told them initially that I wasn't going to come public. I contacted the Conservative Party to inform them of everything that had happened with Lucy and inform them that papers had contacted me and that I'd rather resolve this privately with the party. Yeah. As a Conservative, that is what I wanted. I didn't want to ever go to press or it to be a big story. But unfortunately, their response just wasn't adequate. They just basically told me to go to a group called Health Assure, who help MP staff in Parliament. But I called them back in September when this was all going on, and they just told me it was a conflict of interest and they couldn't help me, which I found shocking as a group that is made and put together to support MP staff, and that they couldn't help me because they are being paid to represent the member and not their staff. So that was what led me
So just to clarify, the technicality, as it were, is that you were employed by the constituency party rather than the Member of Parliament herself, and that's why that organisation couldn't help you?
Yes.
Fine. I just want to be clear. It doesn't dilute anything that you're telling us. And so having failed to find any form of satisfaction there, newspapers clearly had become aware that you had a grievance, and at some point yesterday you decided to tell it to them.
Yes, yesterday I just felt that the story wasn't going to come out any other way and there wouldn't be any resolution if I hadn't spoken out. And unfortunately, I've seen previous behaviour from Lucy with numerous other staff and volunteers where she berated them publicly in front of a lot of people, whether that be on action days or in the office. And if she were to remain in power for 5 years, who knows how many more she would attack. Since she was elected in May, she's already lost 4 members of staff because of her behaviour.
I've got some of the recording here of a conversation you had with her. Can we listen to it together and then continue our conversation afterwards? Would that be all right?
Yep, that's fine.
Thank you ever so much.
I'm not entitled to follow the orders of my doctor.
Well, we all know, Ariane, how that works. You actually committed the act of gross misconduct on Friday, and then you've gone and got yourself.
And how did I commit the gross misconduct?
By walking out of work, failing to follow a reasonable instruction to inform your boss. I know you don't like the fact you've got a boss, and I know this all comes
I would ask him to stop making assumptions. I actually do respect
you. You were very rude on the phone. You made allegations. I don't want to go on with
what, this. What allegations
are that? Believe it or not. No, shut up. You just want to be argumentative. Look,
excuse me, Lucy. I would please
no,
ask
not
you
excuse
to...
excuse me.
I would ask you,
you
to be, talk
no,
to me
I'm
in
sorry.
A professional manner.
You do not talk to me in a professional manner. You've never accepted on your boss. You've
I have
nothing but hassle. You are dismissed if you want to be. Now, I'm telling you, you have 3 choices. You don't have to listen. You have 3 choices. You can work normally instead of putting on some unbelievable show of dramatics because somebody wants to use your desk for a day. Utterly ridiculous, okay? Totally ridiculous. But bear in mind, if you want misconduct on your record, and I don't care if you think you're going to go to papers with all of this because it'll be your name that's up there and what you did that's up there on the internet forever, okay? So don't think that's an option either. Okay. No, you're not entitled to be paid if you walk out of the office in the way that you did. Signing yourself off sick after the fact is too late. Okay.
On Friday.
Nope. Sorry.
So nope. Signing myself off on
you
the day.
You weren't signed off sick on Friday.
Yes, I was. I've got my note. And I tried to.
Listen, if you think you're going to
get it back,
you are going to come off worse. Please believe me. If you think you're going to be clever, you are going to come off worse.
So you're advising me to go against
I'm advising
the wishes
you to work
of my doctor,
as normal
and not.
I'm advising you to work as normal. Such a doctor, we all know you're not ill. We've seen a pattern of it. We've seen exactly the pattern. I know how it works. You've taken 3 days off once a month for 4 months.
No, I haven't. I've never had time off private.
I've got it all written
when can you please tell me when the 3 times?
Yes, 17th of July. I've got nausea. You don't not turn up for nausea. What planet are you on? Sorry, gum damn disappointments or whatever you say. I mean, you just don't not turn up for that. Anyway, forget it. It doesn't matter. We don't need to see you again. I don't need to see your doctor's notes. If you want to work normally, the option's there. I think you're turning it down. Is that right?
I didn't say that at all. I'm just very...
Well, I'll put it in writing so that there's no...
option.
By the way, you can't... And by the way, if you think you can go to some sort of tribunal, you've got to think about your benefits here, Ariane.
I don't want to be on benefits, Lucy.
You silly girl.
I'm trying to resolve issues
you
with you by trying to raise things.
You are being...
And you're accusing me
I'm not accusing you of anything, but I've had
you
enough
have
of it. I actually have a life too, okay? And you down on my life. You've made it incredibly difficult. We knew you didn't want to come in because of Tracy. She even guessed it.
I did want to come in. Of course I did.
Oh, of course you did. It was just not well enough because you had a little bit of toothache. Look, for God's sake, this is the real world. This is the real world.
Ariane Plumley is still with me. That was a Member of Parliament by the name of Lucy Allen talking to her. How do you feel now listening back to that?
Oh, every time I hear any recordings or anything, it raises my anxiety levels. It takes me straight back to that moment and how helpless I felt. It was just a terrible time for me. It was awful.
She accused you of having a drink problem as well, or suggested that might be the case. It's an odd accusation to level at you.
Yeah, I found that really confusing and disturbing because she knows that I don't even drink anymore. Or when I do, it's very occasionally and it's a glass of wine. You know, I don't even like the feeling of being drunk or the day after, and that's why I decided to stop. And she knows that because we used to talk about it in the office back in January, February time. And we used to talk about it, and Katie at the time, who was the campaign manager, me and her had a long conversation about it, because she had recently decided that she didn't want to drink at all either. So I was really, really confused as to why she would accuse me of alcoholism, because that's absolutely not true.
What do you think should happen next, Ariane?
I think she should resign. I don't think she's representing Telford people the way that we want to be represented. She's just bringing Telford into the forefront of the media for all the wrong reasons. There's a lot of hard-working, good people in Telford, and she is just laughing at everyone, basically, by representing herself in this way. And there are so many people who helped her, who came out every single day and every weekend and spent their time to get her elected. And Katie and I worked extremely hard to get her elected, and it's just extremely saddening that all our efforts were in vain, unfortunately.
And the party on a grander scale, I mean, I know you felt let down, albeit there was a technical reason why the body you refer to couldn't help you more. Do you feel the Conservatives have done enough? They tell us that they've been sympathetic and understanding to Katie when she came forward with her original allegations. Do you feel that you've been looked after? Appropriately and sympathetically is the phrase they've used.
No, not at all. I unfortunately got promoted to campaign manager in March after Katie left. And the party just kind of left me to deal with everything on my own. It was only a week before the election that I even had a way of communicating what was going on to the party. But I know that they were aware of her behaviour prior to her election. For 2 years, they were aware of everything that she was doing to previous employees and campaign managers. And they knew that she was temperamental and they allowed her to stand. And to me, that is not what you should do. You should never give someone the power and the opportunity to be elected if you have an inkling that they would behave this way and bring your party's name in disrepute.
Would you campaign for the Conservatives again, or albeit for a different candidate, perhaps in a different constituency or possibly even in Telford?
I'm not sure, to be honest. I am a standing Conservative councillor for Oakengate, and I think after that term's ended, I have to think seriously on whether I would even stand along with Conservatives again. I probably would vote for them, but as part of being an activist, probably not, because if this is a way they're treating us, then it's not something that I'm going to spend my spare time trying to help them.
Ariane Plumley, many thanks indeed.